Lesson 3. Learn Culture Through Literature. Appalachia, The Voices of Sleeping Birds by Cynthia Ryland. Illustrated by Barry Moser. In the southern Appalachian Mountains is a region that people call Appalachia. It has no exact borders, but it covers all of West Virginia and parts of several other states in the southeast. In her book, Appalachia, Cynthia Ryland describes the region as she remembers it. She grew up in Raleigh County, West Virginia, during the 1960s. As you read from Appalachia, think about how mountains have affected the way of life there. In a certain part of the country called Appalachia, you will find dogs named Prince or King living in little towns with names like Coal City and Sally's Backbone. These dogs run free, being country dogs, and their legs are full of muscles from running rabbits up mountains or from following boys who push old bikes against the hill roads they call hollows. These are mostly good dogs and can be trusted. The owners of these dogs who live in Appalachia have names like Mamie and Boyd and Ole, and they probably have lived in Appalachia all of their lives. Many of them were born in coal camps in tiny houses which stood on poles and on the sides of which you could draw a face with your finger because coal dust had settled on their walls like snow. The owners of these dogs grew up more used to trees than sky, and inside of them had this feeling of mystery about the rest of the world they couldn't see because the mountains came up so close to them and blocked their view like a person standing in a doorway. They weren't sure about going beyond these mountains, going until the land becomes flat or ocean, and so they stayed where they knew for sure how the sun would come up in the morning and set again at night. The owners of these good dogs work pretty hard. Many of them are coal miners, because the mountains in Appalachia are full of coal, which people want, and if you are brave enough to travel 2 miles down into solid, dark earth to get it, somebody will pay you money for your trouble. The men and women who mine the coal probably had fathers and grandfathers who were miners before them. Maybe some thought they didn't have any other choice but to be a miner, living in between or on the sides of these mountains, and seeing no way to go off and become doctors or teachers, and having no wish to become soldiers. Those who do go off, who find some way to become doctors or teachers, nearly always come back to the part of Appalachia where they grew up. They're never good at explaining why. Some will say they had brothers and sisters here and they missed them. But most will shake their heads and have a look on their faces, like the look you see on dogs who wander home after being lost for a couple of weeks and who search out the corner of the yard they knew they had to find again before they could get a good sleep. Those who don't live in Appalachia and don't understand it sometimes make the mistake of calling these people hillbillies. It isn't a good word for them. They probably would prefer Appalachians. Like everyone else, they're sensitive about words. The houses in Appalachia are as different as houses anywhere. Some are wood and some are brick. Some have real flowers in pots on the porch and some have plastic ones. Some have shiny new cars parked in their driveways and some have only the parts of old cars parked in theirs. Most have running water inside the house, with sinks in the kitchens, washing machines in their basements, and pretty blue bathrooms. But a few still have no water pipes inside their houses, and they carry their water from an old well or creek over the hill, and they wash themselves in metal tubs, and build themselves wooden toilets in their backyards, which most of them call outhouses. Inside their homes, you will see photographs on the walls, mostly of their children or their families from long ago. And you will see pretty things they have made hanging on these walls, clocks carved from wood, sometimes in the shape of their state, or wreaths made from corn husks. Some will have pictures they bought at the department store when they went into town. In their bedrooms, there are usually one or two or three quilts somebody in the family made. In the winter, these are on the bed, but usually not on top. And in the summer, they stay folded up on shelves in small dark closets which smell of old wood and mothballs. The good old dogs who live in Appalachia are not allowed on these beds, and most of them are not allowed in the house at all. They have their own houses. Literature Review. 1. How do you think the Appalachian Mountains have affected the way of life in Appalachia? 2. How does Appalachia compare with where you live? 3. Write a story that describes the land around your community and how it affects what people do there. Critical thinking skills. Understand point of view. 1. Why learn this skill? Artists and photographers share their feelings and beliefs just as writers do. If you learn to look for an artist's point of view, you will have a better idea of why the artist took the photo or painted the picture. Then you may learn more about the picture's meaning. 2. Understand the process. Look again at the picture on page 244. It is a painting by Barry Moser that is used to illustrate the book Appalachia. Now, look at the photograph of a scene from Appalachia on this page. Like Moser's painting, it tells something about life in Appalachia in the 1960s. Follow these steps to help you think more about the two artists' points of view. 1. Think about how a work of art makes you feel. Your own feelings can help you better understand the artist's point of view. Look at Moser's painting of the children walking along the dirt road. How do its warm colors make you feel about life in Appalachia? 2. Study the details to help you understand the artist's point of view. What details in Moser's painting tell you about the weather? How might your feelings change if the painting showed a rainstorm and a muddy road? 3. Decide what point of view the artist wants to show you. Look at the photograph again. What does this photograph show you about life in Appalachia? 4. Think about how the work of art shows the artist's point of view. What feelings about Appalachia does the photographer share? How is that point of view different from the one shown in Moser's painting? 3. Think and apply. Look for a photograph or painting that gives you strong feelings. You can use books, magazines, or newspapers to find a picture. Describe how the picture makes you feel. What did the artist show you to make you feel as you do? What do you think the artist's point of view is? Lesson 4. Focus. Why is mining important to people who live in mountain regions? Main idea. Read to find out how people in Appalachia depend on their environment to earn a living. Vocabulary. Reclaim. Ore. Working in Appalachia. There are few large cities in Appalachia. This region also has less manufacturing than some other places. Yet Appalachia is rich in natural resources that people depend on. Mining coal. Who was the first person to learn that coal gives off heat when it is burned? No one knows. But people have used coal for hundreds of years to heat buildings and to run machines. Most of the coal mined in the United States today is used as a fuel to make electricity. In fact, about half of our electricity is made by power plants that burn coal. Coal is burned to heat water, which forms steam. The steam is used to run the machines that make electricity. Much of the coal mined in the United States comes from Appalachia. Kentucky and West Virginia are among the leading coal-producing states in the country. When coal lies near the Earth's surface, it is fairly easy for miners to reach. They remove the soil and rocks covering the coal. Then, giant shovels can pick up the coal. Because these surface mines strip away the soil, they are sometimes called strip mines. In the past, strip mines spoiled many places in Appalachia. When all the coal was gone, mining companies left the mines and moved on. Because trees or grass had been removed, the land quickly eroded. Today, however, mining companies must reclaim the land or put it back to its natural condition. The strip mines must be filled in with soil and the land must be replanted. When coal is buried far below the Earth's surface, mines must be dug deep in the ground. Usually two large shafts or holes are dug. One is used to let in the miners and the tools they need. The other is used to take out the coal. To get the coal, miners dig low tunnels out from the shafts. As coal is removed, the tunnels grow longer. Sometimes they stretch for miles. So the coal must be loaded onto shuttle cars or conveyor belts to carry it to the shafts. The first underground coal mines were worked by hand. Today, machines do much of the work. They carve tunnels, dig the coal, and haul it out of the mines. With the help of machines, a miner today can produce 3 times as much coal as a miner working 40 years ago. It takes courage to work in an underground mine. The miners ride an elevator down a shaft early in the morning and do not see the sun all day. One miner said, "Let me tell you, it's like crawling under your kitchen table on your hands and knees 8 hours a day, setting roof bolts and timbers, dragging 50-pound sacks of rock dust and shoveling coal." Review. What are 2 kinds of coal mines? Other industries. Mining coal is just one way that people in Appalachia earn their living. Other workers mine limestone, zinc, and iron ore. An ore is rock that contains one or more kinds of minerals. The rugged land in Appalachia makes farming there hard. Yet many people earn their living by farming. Tobacco and corn are leading crops in the region. Some farmers raise apples to sell as fresh fruit or for making cider. Many people in Appalachia work in the lumber industry and in small factories. The region's maple, walnut, and oak trees are good for making furniture. They are used by furniture factories in nearby Piedmont cities. One Piedmont city, High Point, North Carolina, produces so much furniture that it is sometimes called the furniture capital of America. As in many other parts of the Southeast region, tourism is a growing industry in Appalachia. The Appalachian Mountains are a wonderful place for people who like being outdoors. The Great Smoky Mountains National Park, on the boundary between Tennessee and North Carolina, is the country's most visited national park. About 9 million visitors go there each year to enjoy the views and to walk on mountain trails. People who like music can find much to enjoy in Appalachia, too. Appalachia is where country music began. Review. Besides coal mining, what other kinds of industries does Appalachia have? Geography. The Appalachian National Scenic Trail. The Appalachian National Scenic Trail is the nation's longest marked walking path. It stretches more than 2,000 miles, 3,219 kilometers, from Georgia to Maine. It passes through 14 states. Crafts and festivals. Before Appalachia had modern transportation, travel there was not easy, so people had to make much of what they needed. They made cloth from the wool of their own sheep. They grew all their own food. Many even made their own musical instruments. Today, many people like the handmade quilts, woven cloth, wood carvings, and other crafts made in the traditional Appalachian way. Some of these things are sold in stores. The handmade items are also sold at the many festivals held in Appalachia. At these festivals, people can also enjoy Appalachian music and foods. Many festivals celebrate a time of the year, such as the flowering of the dogwood blossoms in spring or the apple harvest in autumn. Do you like to tell stories with your friends? Nearly everyone likes to listen to someone tell a good story. Just imagine what it would be like to spend a whole weekend listening to some of the best storytellers in the United States. That is what happens each fall at the National Storytelling Festival in Jonesboro, Tennessee. The storytellers come from all around the country. In tents set up just for them, they tell all kinds of amazing stories. At the Swappin' Ground, anyone can stand up and tell a story. It is no accident that the National Storytelling Festival is held in Jonesboro. This town is in the middle of Appalachia. Many of the country's best storytellers come from Appalachia, where storytelling is a tradition. Review. Where are Appalachian crafts sometimes sold? Lesson 4 review. Check understanding. 1. Remember the facts. How is most of the coal mined in the United States used? 2. Recall the main idea. How do people in Appalachia depend on their environment to earn their living? Think critically. 3. Cause and effect. Why did making things by hand become a tradition in Appalachia? Show what you know. Writing activity. Write a descriptive paragraph telling what working as a coal miner might be like. Describe the mine. Tell how you feel as an elevator takes you under the ground. Chapter 7 review. Connect main ideas. Use this organizer to show what you have learned about life in the highlands and mountains of the Southeast region. Complete it by writing 2 details about each main activity. A copy of the organizer appears on page 55 of the activity book. Write more about it. Write a diary entry. Imagine that you and your family are pioneers. You are traveling upstream on a river that flows across the coastal plain. When you reach the fall line, you must decide whether to settle there or go on. State your decision and the reasons for it in a diary entry. Write a report. Use encyclopedias and books from the library or search the internet to find out more about the legislative, executive, and judicial branches of your state's government. Then, write your findings in a report. Share your report with classmates. Use vocabulary. For each group of underlined words in the sentences, write the term that has the same meaning. Choose terms from the list. Governor. Hydroelectric power. Pass. Reservoir. Water power. 1. Before settlers could begin to cross the Appalachians, they had to find a low place between mountains. 2. Settlers used the power produced by rushing water to run machines in factories. 3. A lake that stores water held back by a dam is used by people and industries. 4. Electricity made by water power is an important source of electricity. 5. In most cases, new state laws must be signed by the head of the state executive branch. Check understanding. 6. How did Daniel Boone make travel easier for early settlers? 7. How did settlers use rivers at the fall line? 8. How does making and using recycled paper help save natural resources? 9. What are the three branches of state government? What is the main job of each branch? 10. How are surface mines different from underground mines? 11. What must mining companies do to reclaim the land? Think critically. 12. Cause and effect. How can being a state capital cause a city to grow? 13. Link to you. Do you or members of your family make crafts in a traditional way? Does your family have other traditions? How are these traditions important to you and your family? Apply skills. Compare distances on maps. Use the maps on pages 242 and 243 to answer these questions. 14. About how many miles is it from Rock Hill to Spartanburg? Which map did you use? Why? 15. How far is it from Columbia, South Carolina to Montgomery, Alabama? Which map did you use? Why? Understand point of view. Find a painting or photograph that you like. Tell what it shows and describe the artist's point of view. Read more about it. Mist Over the Mountains, Appalachia and Its People by Raymond Bile, Houghton Mifflin Company. Photographs and essays introduce readers to the spirit of Appalachia. Visit the internet at http://www.hbschool.com for additional resources. Making social studies relevant. Taking action for the environment. For one group of students in Fort Myers, Florida, a class project turned out to be much more than that. It changed a whole community and it helped save an important part of the natural environment of the Southeast. The Monday Group is a class that has been meeting twice a month since 1969 to learn about the environment. In 1980, members of the class led a citywide effort to keep the 6-mile Cypress Swamp from being developed by builders. First, the students collected citizens' names on a petition or a written request. This showed that many people wanted to save the 2,500-acre swamp. Next, the students presented their petition to county leaders. Then they talked to voters, asking them to agree to a tax that would raise enough money to buy and take care of the swamp. Today, the Monday Group works on other projects, but class members still talk about the swamp. It reminds them of how much a small group of people working together can do. Think about something in your community that should be preserved or saved for the future. Or think about a problem in your community. In a small group, brainstorm some ways that you and your class might be able to help. Write a plan of action and share your plan with community leaders. Visit the internet at http://www.hbschool.com for additional resources. Check your media center or classroom video library for the Making Social Studies Relevant videotape of this feature. Unit 3 Review. Visual Summary. Summarize the main ideas. Study the pictures and captions to help you review what you read about in Unit 3. Write a brochure. Look closely at the scenes shown in this visual summary. Then, write a travel brochure about the Southeast region based on what you see in the scenes. Include your own drawings to add interest to the brochure. Display your brochure on a class bulletin board along with the brochures of your classmates. 1. Many people in Appalachia depend on their environment to make their living. 2. People change rivers to meet their needs. 3. The coastal plain in the Southeast region is an important farming area in the United States. 4. The geography of the Gulf Coast affects the people who live there and the work that they do. 5. Piedmont cities are centers of industry and government in the Southeast region. 6. Both location and resources have helped places in the Southeast region grow quickly. 7. People on islands face special challenges. Unit 3 Review. Use vocabulary. Use each term in a sentence that helps explain its meaning. 1. Marsh. 2. Food processing. 3. Tourist. 4. Crude oil. 5. Petrochemical. 6. Barrier Island. 7. Mainland. 8. Tropics. 9. Reclaim. 10. Ore. Check understanding. 11. Why was Jamestown important? 12. How does a long growing season affect farming in the Southeast? 13. How is food processing in the Southeast related to agriculture? 14. Why are food and water often more expensive in Key West than in other cities in Florida? 15. How do people change rivers? 16. Why are many cities in the Piedmont growing quickly? 17. How is most of the coal from U.S. coal mines used? Think critically. 18. Cause and effect. Why did important lumber and paper industries develop in the Southeast? 19. Explore viewpoints. Why is it important for a factory owner to think about the effect of his or her factory on the environment? 20. Think more about it. Why do you think state governments have 3 branches? 21. Personally speaking, which city or area of the Southeast would you most like to live in or visit? Explain your answer. Apply skills. Compare distances on maps. Use the map of Mississippi and the inset map of the Jackson area to answer these questions. 22. How far is Tupelo from Biloxi? Which map did you use to find this distance? 23. Which map would you use to find the distance from Jackson to Brandon? Explain. Cooperative Learning Workshop. Remember, share your ideas. Cooperate with others to plan your work. Take responsibility for your work. Help one another. Show your group's work to the class. Discuss what you learned by working together. Activity. Draw a map. Work in a group to draw an outline map of the Southeast on a large sheet of paper. Show where the region's largest cities are located. Also, label large bodies of water and large landforms. Draw symbols to show the region's major resources. Then, point out places on the map as your group takes the rest of the class on a tour of the Southeast. Activity: make a collage. Work in a group to make a collage that shows how people depend on natural resources. Divide a large sheet of paper into 2 parts. Label one part renewable resources and the other non-renewable resources. Then draw pictures or cut out magazine photographs that show people using both kinds of resources. Paste your pictures onto the paper under the correct heading. Display the collage and talk about ways to conserve natural resources. Unit Project Wrap-Up. Hold a class fair. Work as a class to finish the unit project described on page 197. Work with a partner or in a small group to choose a topic to highlight in a class fair that celebrates the Southeast region. If you choose to highlight Appalachia, for example, you might plan a display about quilting and weaving, country music, or musical instruments. If you choose to highlight the Gulf Coast, you might plan a display about Zydeco music, oil refineries, or hurricanes. Then make your display and decide with your classmates how all the displays will be presented. You may want to invite another class to your fair.